This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University says it's restructuring academic programs to better attract and retain students, and administrators say the changes won't affect staffing levels. Western will continue to have 4 academic colleges, and it will still have 12 signature programs. But the realignment calls for creating some new schools, such as the School of Engineering and Engineering Technology. And it moves some programs. For example, it places emergency management under the Law Enforcement and Justice Administration program. Interim Provost Kathy Newman says the changes are part of an effort to be more efficient. She says Western is responding to student demand, and the plan is flexible enough to deal with changing interests.
This will continue to evolve. It is going to be an ongoing process. It is continuous improvement and reflection. It will never stop evolving.
Newman says the plan will not require more administrators. Rather, she says current administrative resources will be restructured. Regarding other staffing, Western late last month announced the layoffs of 24 faculty members, including 7 professors with tenure. 2 non-faculty members within academic affairs were also let go. The layoffs take effect a year from now. Western also announced at that time it will not fill 62 teaching positions that either are vacant or will become vacant due to retirements and resignations. Newman says the realignment plan does not call for further cuts.
I don't foresee any staff changes based on the reorganization structure. We will continue to evaluate our staffing based on student needs.
Newman will oversee the academic realignment, which the administration says is based on Western strengths, including science and technology, business, education, community service, and regional and state needs. Board of Trustees Chair Carolyn Ellert Fuller says the board charged the administration with defining Western strengths. She praised the outcome of their efforts.
Western Illinois University is positioning itself very well for the future.
Western did not announce a timeline for implementing its plan, which was unveiled during events at the Macomb and Quad Cities campuses. Al Bowman participated in the Macomb event. He's executive director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education. Bowman thinks Western's plan will help with student recruitment in what he calls a very competitive environment.
Illinois is the 5th largest producer of high school graduates, and the states around us can't produce enough high school graduates to meet their enrollment targets.
Bowman says that makes Illinois fertile ground for student recruitment, so it's critical for Western and other public universities in the state to improve and market their academic programs. When asked how the new plan will help with student recruitment, Western President Jack Thomas relied on the same talking points he's used in the past.
I often say in many of my speeches that you can come to Western, you're not just a number. We get to know the students here. We have a family kind of environment here.
The realignment plan was developed as Western works to recover from the damage caused by the 2-year state budget impasse. Public colleges and universities received little state funding during the impasse, forcing Western to spend down its reserves. And the impasse contributed to a sharp drop in student enrollment at Western due to what Dr. Thomas has called a crisis of confidence in the state and its institutions. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.